Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Velda the Awesomest Viking Collection. Velda the Awesomest Viking, written by David MacPhail and read by Ross Dwyer. It was the Dark Ages, when kings and queens went stumbling around their pitch-black castles shouting, "Help! Where am I? Who turned out the lights?" The Vikings spread terror across the seas thanks to their fearsome dragon ships and their even more fearsome belching. The most feared of all the Viking dragon ships was the Valkyrie, a sleek, sturdy vessel with a sail of red and white stripes. The Valkyrie was crewed only by women, whose belching was so terrifying it could frighten mermen half to death. The captain was a tall, blonde-haired woman called Freya. She was the noisiest and stinkiest belcher of all. Like most captains, she liked to gaze out to sea a lot with her hands on her hips, giving loud, hearty laughs, as you would if you were living a life of adventure and scaring people silly. One day, as the Valkyrie was sailing the great northern sea, Freya turned to her helmswoman, Brunhildr of Barfhelm, and said, "Set sail for the island of certain death!"
"Uar!"
cried her crew. "Uar!" echoed the youngest and newest crew member, Velda of Indgar. The tiny girl with thick red hair poking out from under a too big helmet pumped her fist with glee. "Yes! Certain death, finally!" Velda rummaged around in her pack before festooning herself with leafy camouflage, for sneaking purposes, coils of rope and a grappling hook, for climbing somewhere you probably weren't meant to be purposes, and last, but most definitely not least, weapons, for terrifying people until they cried purposes. She leapt in front of Freya, whirling a gigantic axe around her head. "I am so ready for certain death, boss." Freya gave another of her hearty laughs. "You don't have to worry, Velda." Velda sliced the air with her axe. "Worry? Are you kidding? This is exactly why I joined your crew. This is my chance to be a real Viking."
"You are a real Viking," said Freya. "That's why I took you aboard."
"Yeah, but girls were never allowed to do any of the fun Vikingy stuff back home in Ingar. It was always, 'Don't yell so much, Velda. Practice your weaving, Velda. Stop trying to kill people you don't like, Velda.' Then they tried to confiscate my axe. That was the last straw."
And it really was, for Velda had chopped the wheel off the village hay wagon in a fit of anger, sending Ingar's entire winter supply tumbling into the fjord.